Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Leaker charged. White House backs off. I'm Elliot Francis. The government is charging a federal contractor with stealing, then sending that classified information to a news organization. Jim Sciutto has detail on the contractor, 25-year-old Reality Winner.
What she did is she printed out a classified NSA report, and she shared it with The Intercept, this news organization, which says that they received it anonymously. That reporter took that report, showed it to another contractor, and said, hey, is this report real? That contractor shared it with someone else in the agency who noticed the image of the report had a crease on it, which they then judged meant that it had been printed out and that someone had then taken a photograph of it. They looked at their records, found that only a half a dozen people had printed out this report, and that one of them, Reality Winner, had shared it via email with a journalistic site.
President Trump will not try to block testimony this week from fired FBI Director James Comey. Comey expected to testify Thursday. I'm Elliot Francis. Police in Orlando say a man turned a gun on former co-workers Monday. Alan Skaya reports.
Police say the suspect went to his former workplace and killed five people before committing suicide.
He was fired sometime in April of this year, so he was a disgruntled employee.
Orlando County Sheriff Jerry Deming says 45-year-old John Robert Newman had what he described as a negative relationship with at least one of the employees who was killed. Deming says deputies were called to the same company in 2014 when they say Newman got into a fight with an employee. Florida Governor Rick Scott put out a statement saying, over the past year, the Orlando community has been challenged like never before. I'm Alan Skye.
In day one of the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial, Kelly Johnson was the first to take the stand. In tearful testimony, Johnson told how Cosby abused her in 1996 when she worked for his agent at William Morris. Today, the judge will decide if Kelly's mother can testify. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The D.C. Council is set to take a final vote today on moving primary election day.
Right now, primary day in the district is the first Tuesday in September, but some on the D.C. Council want to move that date to the third Tuesday in June. Council Chair Phil Mendelson says it's not the first time an earlier date's been suggested.
A few years ago, there was an effort to make it early, too early in the minds of many members, a majority of members, and we had an April 1st primary date. And there were many members, I would say a majority of members, who were more comfortable with the September primary, which has been the custom in the district.
If that measure passes today, it will head to Mayor Muriel Bowser for her signature. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Today's the deadline to request an absentee ballot by mail for next week's Virginia primary. The State Department of Elections says applications for an absentee ballot in the mail must be received by 5 p.m. today. The deadline for absentee vote in person is 5 p.m. on Saturday. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe will be at Forest Park High School in Woodbridge today to sign two anti-bullying bills into law. State Senator Jeremy McPike sponsored one of them.
The bill that I sponsored requires that school counselors upon recertification have taken training in mental health, suicide prevention, and bullying.
The other bill would require schools in Virginia to notify parents if their child is being bullied. Montgomery County police are looking for suspects in the shooting deaths of two people in Montgomery Village late last night. The names of the victims not yet been released. It happened on Gallery Court, police say. About 10:45 last night, the two victims were found in a car parked on the street. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,184, the Nasdaq at 62.96. Sports, the Nats beat the Dodgers. The O's were idle. They take on the Pirates at home tonight. The Stanley Cup Finals are now tied at two games apiece after a Nashville win last night. WNBA, the Mystics are in Dallas tonight. WMAL News Time, 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs. Feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland using 29 Colesville Road toward the Beltway. Watch in Four Corners, southbound 29 at University Boulevard. Crash cleanup was continuing, so you'll see a little bit of activity. I'm not seeing any delay on the approach, so just use caution. Northbound side had been shut down as well, but they have reopened all the travel lanes. For 270 between Frederick and the Beltway, that checks out fine. Virginia, what's left of the overnight construction, they're trying to wrap it all up here in Lorton. Northbound 95 slows on the approach. And then once you pass Lorton, you're flying through here through Newington and heading up through to the Capitol Beltway. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge off of 395 and Anacostia crossings. Nice quiet start. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More chances of just a few showers here as upper level low pressure spins to our north and northwesterly breeze. Fairly light. And a few clouds this morning. Clouds and sun this afternoon. Anytime we could pop a shower, 78. Occasional showers, 60 tonight. A few showers early tomorrow, then cloudy, 68 once again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Vienna, 64 in Bowie, 67 degrees in Washington. The mayor of London is calling for President Trump's upcoming UK visit to be canceled. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 507 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. Joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall, we got Carrie Kupek coming in at 635, the director of the Alliance Defending Freedom. Very interesting story about a family who can't use a farmer's market anymore. They've got a family farm, and the cultural reason for that is going to shock you. You're going to want to hear that. 705, Dr. Michael Makovsky swings by to talk about Qatar. Of course, Qatar in the news. You want to hear about that. Eric Scheidler joins us at 735. He's the director of the Pro-Life Action League. Says the abortion business is booming and Planned Parenthood is the obvious beneficiary. 805, Juliet Hisney will also join us to talk about drug-sniffing dogs in your kids' schools. And finally, Larry Kudlow at 835. This is a packed show, no doubt. My name's Vince Colonnaise, joined by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Wow, I've got to put on my sneakers as we're going to be running during this show.
Apparently, your microphone is not on, so we are waiting.
Hello?
Waiting with bated breath to hear from Mary Walter. There's some activity. Mary, let's bring you over here.
Let's try this one. How's that?
Look at
this. Is that working?
Live debugging. Yes, it is.
All right, hold on 2 seconds. Okay, how's that?
Is that better?
It was for just a moment.
Working? No?
There we go.
Yay?
Yeah, we have sound. Is that working for you, Mike?
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, cool.
We have a show. We can actually do it now.
Live radio, people. It's in all its glamour and glory. Yeah. Anyway, I want to talk to you. Did you know that this is Infrastructure Week?
Apparently.
Much like Shark Week. This is Infrastructure Week.
You know where we need infrastructure help.
We need infrastructure help right here. Well, you know why? Because this is privatized. And see, this is what happens when the government doesn't run things. President Trump has targeted air traffic control yesterday to kick off Infrastructure Week.
Yeah.
And he wants to privatize infrastructure. He has announced plans to do that. That is the first thing he wants to do at the start of Infrastructure Week. And he is promising cheaper, faster, safer air travel with private air traffic control. And he talked to us about it yesterday. Of course, we want you to make your own decision, all right, and tell us if you think that this is a good thing. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Do you like this idea? We're going to let you know what Trump has promised this will accomplish, how you can benefit from this. And of course, the Democrats are against it. Here's President Trump.
At its core, our new plan will dramatically improve America's air traffic control system by turning it over to a self-financing nonprofit organization. This new entity will not need taxpayer money, which is very shocking when people hear that. They don't hear that too often. Under this new plan, the Federal Aviation Administration will focus firmly on what it does best, safety. A separate nonprofit entity would be charged with ensuring route efficiency, timely service, and a long-awaited reduction in delays.
Now, I'll tell you, one of the reasons I like this idea is because this is President Trump doing what he does best, right? He comes into a failing business, much like, I hate to say, a la Mitt Romney, comes into a failing business, looks at a business, knows how to make it efficient, knows how to save money, and knows how to make it run better. In my brain, the government is the total opposite. The government's the polar opposite of that. When the government comes in and does something, it costs three times as much and takes twice as long to accomplish.
By and large.
Right?
The private sector tends to do these things more efficiently. Certainly when it comes to procurement and actually dealing with vendors and having enough money to like instantly make a quick decision on what vendors you're going to go with to service you. The private sector tends to do that a lot better. The federal government has usually archaic processes that will hold it back from committing to that business. Their budget is dependent on if Congress can actually pass a budget to keep them funded. All of those government issues would go away in the system. The other thing is that right now, taxpayers are paying for air traffic control. Or, you know, and people who pay the fees on airlines.
Right.
So we are by way of, you know, somewhere the money's coming out of your pocket to pay for air traffic controllers. And the Democratic complaint on this right now is, among other things, is that this will just increase the cost to fly, that you're going to have to pay more. But that's all baked in. One way or another, that dollar's coming out of your pocket. So to whom do you give it, and how will it be spent most efficiently? I think that's the critical question here when assessing whether or not it's worth privatizing air traffic control.
And this is the crux of the conversation, the difference between the way Democrats think of government and the way Republicans think of government. Republicans think, like, as much as people say Donald Trump's a rhino, the way Donald Trump thinks, in that, hey, get the government out and unleash it and let it be run like a company where we have to slash prices and we have a budget and we have to make it efficient. We have to do it well. Or do you make it the way the government does it? Because the government does everything so much better.
I'm not going to pretend I'm like reflexively for this or anything just because the word privatization is in it. I'd love to hear more about it. But, you know, and also like it seems like there's some disagreement in the airlines. That he had a couple representatives from airlines with him yesterday, I believe some from United, American Airlines, Hawaiian Airlines. But Delta apparently opposes this. So there's disagreement about, you know, what the best steps forward are in terms of whether or not we privatize the airlines. I mean, the air traffic controllers. But, you know, there are things they need upgrades, they say. The air traffic control system is in dramatic need of upgrades across the board. And, you know, the president is promising not only will it improve that system, but it will improve the experience for air travelers, which I'm sure many Americans will respond positively to. They'd prefer a better experience in the skies.
Do we? I mean, because I'm kind of getting used to being treated like
cattle?
Cattle. Well, I think cattle is actually treated better.
Airborne cattle.
Yeah, I think cattle is actually treated better. It's awful. It's horrid. I cringe every time we have to travel. I hate it. 888-630-9625. Let's go to Alan in Bristow. Alan, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How are you, Alan?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
One thing I'd like to bring up in all of this is that... Well, I got my private license when I was 50, and then I flew for a few years, and then had to stop because of the cost. Okay, so I'm now after 10 years out of the left seat, I'm able to get back in, and it's a matter of freedom. Okay, when I'm up there in the air doing something that most people don't have the talent or skills or the expended the effort to learn how to do, it's like nothing you've ever felt. And this is going to absolutely shoot in the head anybody that wants to get up in a Cessna or Piper or other small aircraft just for the freedom of it.
Why? How is it going to do that?
Well, if you'll remember, the income tax was never supposed to exceed 1% of your income, right? That's what was the promise of the Wilson administration. And I think my tax is a little above 1% right now. So how much higher is it going? Are my hourly rates going to go to support a system that's privatized as opposed to a nationwide system that's designed to increase commerce? That's my question. Somehow or another, I know I'm going to get screwed, and I just haven't figured out the exact details.
Yeah, I every time the government talks, I feel that way. So yeah, Alan, I appreciate that perspective, and you know. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, which
AOPA,
which includes guys like Alan, I would assume people who travel on smaller planes, said it will not support a plan that imposes fees on small plane owners. The U.S. has a very safe air traffic system, and we don't hear complaints from our nearly 350,000 members about it.
Well, there's one thing AOPA members will love. We'll get you to work first via your car, and then I will tell you what I think AOPA members are going to like, part of the plan.
Okay, right on. It's 5:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and you like around the Beltway right now that we're off to a quiet start. Virginia, Maryland, good. On 270, no early problems. On Silver Spring, on 29, though, that's where we have accident activity still, so you really need to be careful if you're heading southbound Colesville Road. Prior to the Beltway University Boulevard, that's where they're trying to wrap up this crash, was the left lane blocked here at last check. Northbound, they've reopened all the northbound lanes. Again, I said just a brief delay there. Brief delay, too, as you head in through Lorton, remnants of the earlier road work. They had some activity on the shoulder, but they reopened all the travel lanes there, so that looks good. And let's go in from the west, 66, Greenway, Toll Road 7, all quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Check Forecast.
All right, today, sun and clouds mixed with a slight chance of a rain shower, high of 78 degrees. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy skies this evening, which will give way to occasional showers overnight with a low near 60. And then tomorrow, a few showers early with overcast skies later in the day, a high of 68. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 67 degrees at 5:17.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
So President Trump has kicked off Infrastructure Week. Infrastructure Week. Kind of like Shark Week.
Yeah.
Right? It's his version of Shark Week. And he announced yesterday that he is going to start the process of privatizing the air traffic control system. Now, we were just talking with a caller. He's a private pilot, a small plane. And my husband is as well. My husband flies for the Coast Guard. And so they belong to an association, the AOPA, which is the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. He said, well, you said, Vince, that they don't like this. Well, I think there's one thing that they will like, because across the country, small airports have been shutting down all across the country, and it makes it really hard for farmers, because that's where crop dusters come out of. It makes it hard for, look at Alaska, which relies on these small airports, right? Well, here's what President Trump had to say about that.
Our plan will also maintain support for rural communities and small airports, including airfields used by our Air National Guard units. Great people. And very importantly, air traffic controllers will highly valued. These are highly valued people. These are amazing people that know this system so well. And under our plan, they will have more financial security, professional opportunity, and far superior equipment. The best equipment anywhere in the world.
It sounds like he was clearing his highly.
He cracks me up when he talks. Here's the thing, you know, when I talk about it, and listen, I don't have all of the information to be able to make a decision whether I think this is great or not. However, the FAA has been moving towards a GPS system, which we still don't have in this country. We think we have like the best system.
Yeah, yeah.
We still don't use GPS. They have been transitioning to GPS for years,
right.
And the government thinks they'll get it done by 2020.
It's like ground-based radar right now, correct? I think that's the
we use ground-based radar at this point. And Canada, which is much far more liberal than we are, has privatized their system. So has Australia, Germany, New Zealand, and Switzerland. So we're behind the curve here. And, you know, the left always likes to talk about, you
everybody
know, how,
else being superior.
Right. We have to do what everybody else is doing. Well, here we go. 888-630-9625. But you have something. Michael, hang on. We'll get to you. But you have something from Chuck Schumer.
Just that Chuck Schumer's been tweeting about this. He says the infrastructure plan means Trump tolls across America and huge profits for financiers. And also he says, Let's see. He was just all over this yesterday, saying that this is only going to be more expensive for the average air traveler under a privatization system. And I think, you know, I think both President Trump and Chuck Schumer need to be very clear about why they think their proposals are going to be a better deal for the American people.
But I know that the small airports all across this country are hugely important, getting to hospitals in some parts of this country. You know, we live on the East Coast, which is so different from what it's like in the heartland. We don't understand how some of these people live. We don't get it. Oh, we have our choice of hospitals. Go to this one, go to that. We can go anywhere. We just drive there. They don't necessarily have that option. So I think that that part of this is big. Michael from Marlboro. Michael, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi.
Good morning. You know, it should be privatized. I don't fly. Why should I subsidize the people's ticket price because they fly? If they want to fly, they should pay for it. Why should I pay for it?
Well, what about people who don't drive? Why should they pay for your road?
That's true. Why should they pay for the road? I agree.
Interesting.
I think
okay.
That included in the in your driver's license fee and registration fee and your gasoline tax. I believe all that's supposed to go for the road.
Right.
That's an interesting concept.
Yeah, I mean,
I get where that goes. You can kind of snowball that whole thing, though. Michael, drive carefully.
Whether or not you fly, you're clearly the benefit. I mean, unless you're completely off the grid. But it sounds like he was on a phone, so chances are at some point that phone was shipped by air. So I mean, there's all sorts of reasons why the airline system is important to consumers, travelers, everybody. And we are beneficiaries of it.
Well, as you just said, that was me. As you just said, hold on, it's the pilot checking in. Canada has user fees for all flights.
There you go.
So that's what you pay. You pay a user fee. So there you go. But as you said, you know, if you get something shipped UPS, it's not all ground. UPS Air is huge.
Yeah, especially if you're ordering from China.
Yeah,
if you need all your gear to come in. 522 now on WMAL.
Rent Estate by Renters Warehouse is the new real estate for all, providing a steady stream of income and retirement security by renting out your house. But you know, no one wants to be sucked into managing a property full time. 3 a.m. toilet tragedies, middle of the meeting text, stressful weekends wasted on maintenance and repairs. It's Larry O'Connor here. And if your time is worth more than the hassles of landlording, call Renters Warehouse today. They'll rescue you from the workload and maximize profits. For one low flat monthly fee, Renters Warehouse will take all the calls, collect the rent, schedule the service pros, and ensure that renters play by the rules so you can get back to your life and, more importantly, build your rent estate portfolio. Plus, Renters Warehouse offers free tenant warranties, meaning if renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. Enjoy Rent Estate with Renters Warehouse by going online today for a free home rental price analysis. Go to renterswarehouse.com and get connected to your local rent estate advisor.
7 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids, 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids, 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
If you have arthritis pain in a hip or knee, you may qualify for a local clinical research study enrolling now. Call 888-885-1551 or visit myclinicaltrial.com/MC to learn more. Qualified volunteers may receive an investigational study medication for arthritis pain or placebo for up to 56 weeks and reimbursement for travel. If you suffer from arthritis pain in your hip or knee, call 888-885-1551 or visit myclinicaltrial.com/MC.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, not so bad here as we get underway early on. No surprises on 66 as far as incidents or problems. On the Greenway, going onto the toll road, that looks good for everyone. Overnight road work north on 95 in Lorton, that has been wrapped up. We're good getting into town over Anacostia Crossings. Silver Springs, still need to watch though, Colesville Road. Accident activity had been along the left side, southbound on 29, right as you approach University Boulevard, Four Corners. That's just prior to getting to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Upper level low is going to hang around to our north. Still spinning a northwesterly breeze, a mix of clouds and sunshine, and just a few showers possible today. 78, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 526 now. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. So the Ninth Circuit is at it again. I love the Nutty Ninth. They're amazing. This time it is Judge Stephen Reinhardt who's at it. And he had a case in front of him of an illegal immigrant who has two drunk driving convictions. Now, he has a wife who is a U.S. citizen, and they have three children who are now who are citizens now because they have three kids, right? Well, he's being deported. And Judge Stephen Reinhardt, not happy about having to deport him. And he's outraged. And he said, we are unable to prevent Andreas Magana Ortiz's removal. Yet it is contrary to the values of this nation and its legal system. He feels that he should be able to extend citizens' rights to illegal foreign migrants. He said, we are compelled to deny Mr. Ortiz's request for a stay of removal because we do not have the authority to grant it. We are not, however, compelled to find the government actions in this case fair or just. And he goes on this rant and basically says that judges are humiliated and dehumanized whenever they have to enforce the nation's immigration laws. And he's a senior judge on the Nutty Ninth.
I mean, there's a part of me that would rather a judge enforce the letter of the law and then whine about it rather than just decide not to enforce the law because they disagree with it. You know, I at least prefer this type of activism from our judges, which is to say, okay, I've got to follow the law. I've got to follow. The law is written in such a way that I have to follow it here. I've got to deport this guy, but it doesn't mean I can't whine about it. And that's clearly what this guy's doing. I'd rather have that than judges who ultimately, like, we talk to Joe DiGenova every week, and we've been talking about all of these attempts to stop President Trump's travel ban on the basis of things he said rather than the plain reading of the executive order.
And didn't that ban go in front of the Nutty Ninth?
I think
it did, yeah. The first one. I believe the first one did, and now we're shocked as to why they ruled the way they did. So they're humiliated, so you should stop making them enforce the law.
528.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life. And it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
All right, so the NSA had some details leaked, and that information was published yesterday. Simultaneously, the FBI made a big arrest of a girl by the name of Reality Winner. We'll explain when we return after the news on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. London Mayor Sadiq Khan says maybe it's time to cancel President Trump's state visit to Britain.
I don't think we should be rolling out the red carpet to the President of the USA in the circumstances where his policies go against everything we stand for. I think one of the things when you have a special relationship, it's not different, no different to when you've got a close mate. You stand with them in times of adversity, but you call them out when they're wrong.
Khan has been attacked on Twitter by President Trump after the latest terror attack in the British capital. Two people were found shot to death in a car parked in a street in Montgomery Village late last night. The victims' names have not yet been released. Police think the shooting happened around 10:45 on Gallery Court. Two bills aimed at combating bullying in Virginia schools will be signed into law today by Governor Terry McAuliffe. One of those bills, sponsored by State Senator Jeremy McPike, will require more extensive training for school counselors.
I know I've got a daughter in high school, and sometimes it's very hard to communicate where they're struggling with events. So if the school system knows about something that's going on, they need to get the parents involved.
McAuliffe will be at Forest Park High School in Woodbridge today for that bill signing. More testimonies coming today in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial.
The first day of testimony was dominated by a witness who cried as she described an encounter she had with Cosby while working with an agency in L.A. She claimed that after being invited to Cosby's bungalow at the Bel Air Hotel, he made her take a pill that knocked her out. She said she woke up with her dress pulled up and Cosby assaulting her, but she was unable to move. The prosecution was trying to establish a prior pattern.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21-184, the Nasdaq at 62-96. Sports, the Nats win in Los Angeles. The O's were idle. They host the Pirates tonight. Stanley Cup Finals Game 4 goes to the Predators. WNBA, the Mystics are in Dallas tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality, and providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Selling your home is one of the only events in your life when thousands of dollars can be gained or lost with the stroke of a pen. What other investment have you sold that's any larger, right? It's Larry O'Connor here, and that's why I love recommending my real estate agents, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are battle-tested professionals, and they know how to put the most money in your pocket. You see, they already have the buyers. Get this, the Reynolds Team recently sold a home in Herndon in just 5 days for $20,000 over the asking price. It doesn't matter the size or price range. The Reynolds Team delivers the results you need. If you're thinking of calling another agent to sell your home, please, my strong advice is to get the second opinion of absolute pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds Team direct. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270, good time to get going. No early problems reported here coming out of the Frederick area through Urbana and continuing down through to the Beltway. Beltway, Bethesda, Silver Spring, over at the Wilson Bridge and Legion Bridge into Virginia, all checks out fine. Now, crews are still dealing with road repairs, but you can get through Temple Hills area, Allentown Road, essentially in each direction between Branch Avenue and Oth Road. They had the westbound lanes, they still have the westbound lanes closed, but they're utilizing an eastbound lane, so one lane each direction will get by through the day. Major repairs need to be done to the road there. On 295 southbound, just as you come up toward the 11th Street Bridge, might see a couple of brief but abrupt delays approaching the exit. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild morning, but won't go up too much by this afternoon. We'll still stay below average at 78 degrees. Northwesterly flow, cloud, sunshine in the sky, and maybe a few raindrops. Just a slight chance of showers. Overnight, a little better chance of a few showers. We'll fall back to about 60. Showers on Wednesday morning, then cloudy Wednesday afternoon. 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Haymarket, 62 in Germantown, 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. 5:37 now on WMAO, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall, Carrie Kupek joins us at 6:35 to discuss a farmer's market that has banned a family farm who answered the rhetorical question of whether or not they'd allow a same-sex marriage on their farm. You can guess how they answered. At 7:05, Dr. Michael Makovsky is going to join us to talk about Qatar or Qatar or gutter. Or however you say it. It's, of course, home to one of the biggest U.S. bases. 7:35, Eric Scheidler is the executive director of the Pro-Life Action League to talk about Planned Parenthood. 8:05, Julia Hisney, who wants to talk about drug-sniffing dogs inside of Arlington Public Schools. Parents are very divided on that. 8:35, Larry Kudlow. This is the most packed show I've ever been a part of. Vince Colonnay is joined by Mary Walter this morning. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning to you.
So the NSA, which is, of course, highly, highly classified, tons of secrets in the NSA. There's a story that developed yesterday, late yesterday. It developed actually very quickly and like crazy, which is to say at 3:44 yesterday p.m. in the afternoon, we had a story about this top secret NSA report, which broke all of a sudden on this website called The Intercept. And The Intercept is a news website. And they broke some news about a document that was leaked to them. There were four bylines on this story. And the document essentially contained information. I'll just read you the lead sentence first. Russian military intelligence executed a cyber attack on at least one U.S. voting software supplier and sent spear phishing emails to more than 100 local election officials just days before last November's presidential election. And that's according to a highly classified intelligence report obtained by The Intercept. Now, you'll remember that one of the things we've never heard up until now is this notion that the Russian government interfered at all in our election systems, that it was always like Russian interference in the election always amounted to they got some information, they disseminated it, they were trying to influence public opinion. But the idea that they would actually influence the election system, evidence-free. Up until now, it seems, right? This is one intel report. Even the person who leaked to them says that a single analysis is not necessarily definitive. So just that's the caution that's being sent out. Other highlights from this. It was Russian military intelligence, this report assessed, specifically the GRU, that conducted the cyber attacks described in the documents. The NSA analysis does not draw conclusions about whether the interference had any effect, though, on the election's outcome, and concedes that much remains unknown about the extent of the hackers' accomplishments. Finally, Russian hacking may have breached at least some elements of the voting system, but according to a DHS assessment, the types of systems we observed Russian actors targeting or compromising are not involved in vote tallying. And that's, which is pretty important. So again, you know, whatever efforts to try and get into that system, no evidence that the Russian government was able to get into vote tallying, which is an important point.
So they didn't actually change any votes. So it's not like they hacked into voting machines and changed any votes. So what we're basically narrowing in on here is what we've known all along, is that there may have been attempts, and this is not new. I don't think that this is suddenly new with this election, that the Russians have tried to interfere in our elections. I think that Russia has probably done this before. I don't think this is, as I said, anything new. But they haven't gotten into the voting machines and actually changed numbers.
Right.
So they didn't take any votes away from Hillary Clinton.
Right.
They didn't give any votes to Donald Trump. With the outcome of the election is still, as far as we know, the way the American people voted, right?
Right.
Okay.
All right, so
bottom line, he still won.
Now, here's the fun in all of this.
Voting fraud fun?
So leading up to this report coming out from The Intercept yesterday, on Saturday, June 3rd, it appears their source was arrested. The Federal Bureau of Investigation made an arrest in Augusta, Georgia, of a woman, of a 25-year-old contractor by the name of Reality Lee Winner. Let me just restate that. The Trump administration scandal that involves a Trump administration leak was leaked by somebody by the name of Reality Winner. This can't be even a fictional story. This is real. Reality Winner was arrested for leaking this information. She apparently had printed out these things from a U.S. government agency facility in Georgia. She's a contractor working for a company called Pluribus International Corporation. She's been employed there since on or about February 13th, so not very long, apparently. And on May 9th, she printed and improperly removed, this is according to the government complaint, on May 9th, Winner printed and improperly removed classified intelligence reporting, which contained classified national defense information from an intelligence community agency, and unlawfully retained it before just days later sending it to, apparently, The Intercept.
My bigger question is, did they arrest her parents for doing that to her?
Yeah, it's her parents' fault.
Yeah, they you know what? That's what drove her to do that. Here's what's interesting, is they knew that she did this back in May. And then, so they knew, I mean, but yet they can't find the other leakers. This is what I find a problem. She's the patsy. She's the Oswald in this story. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe.
I think that there are other leakers. They know who they are, and they're just not arresting them because they're too big.
By the way, she hates Trump. Her social media includes things like being white is terrorism, and she also supports Bernie Sanders. So that should give you some picture. 5:43 now on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull emphasized the importance of working together in addressing shared security challenges during a weekend meeting in Singapore. The two leaders spoke on the sidelines of the Shangri-La Dialogue ahead of the Australia-United States ministerial consultations in Sydney. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about my doctor, Dr. Jones, with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Now listen, if you're like me, then having convenient access to your primary care doctor is priceless. Whether it's phone calls, emails, or even same-day appointments, I am so happy I chose a Concierge Medical Practice. Dr. Jones and the entire team at Principal Medical Group put my time and my care first. I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health like I did. Additionally, for those men and women struggling from the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone, Principal Medical Group are your area experts in pellet therapy. So schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound in Lorton. It was the overnight road work, which has cleared. But our volume that typically starts Dale City, just the volume sluggish toward the Occoquan, looks like it's extending up into Lorton. And I'm checking out the traffic cameras. And here we go. The culprit looks like a white box truck north on 95 in the right lane, causing the continuous slowdown. So we still have a problem here. North on 95, Lorton with one lane blocked on the right side. I'm not getting help with it, but I'll watch that closely for you. Also watching 66 closely, just a little bit of volume here starting to form in Manassas. No problems to report on the toll road coming off of the Greenway. Allentown Road, they had a problem yesterday with fire hydrant brake and major repairs need to be done to the road. However, you will be able to get by Allentown Road between Off Road and Branch Avenue. One lane will get by in each direction using the eastbound lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild morning, but won't go up too much by this afternoon. We'll still stay below average at 78 degrees. Northwesterly flow, cloud, sunshine in the sky, and maybe a few raindrops. Just a slight chance of showers. Overnight, a little better chance of a few showers. We'll fall back to about 60. Showers on Wednesday morning, then cloudy Wednesday afternoon. 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. It's 5:47.
One of the best ways to improve your home is with New Floors. Now until the end of the month is 50 floors, 60% off sale. Mention or enter promo code radio for an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
All right, well, we got a big hearing this week. Everybody knows about it. And that's James Comey. He's going to be testifying before the Senate Intel Committee. Everybody's changed their schedules. CBS Broadcasting intends to broadcast this thing live, Mary. This is the Super Bowl of political testimony.
And it's a dorkathon.
It definitely will be. I think there's a bar inside D.C. that's opening up all day that's going to be available for people to get drinks and watch the testimony.
Yeah, Shaw's Tavern's opening at 9:30. And I say the morning show goes for the Comey hearing Kofifi. It will feature $5 Russian vodka flavors and a $10 FBI sandwich. So basically, start the drinking at 9:30 in the morning.
Well, you can't drink all day unless you start in the morning.
They posted a Facebook post that says, come on, you know you want to watch the drama unfold this Thursday. We will be opening early at Shaw's Tavern at 9:30 a.m. and the hearing starts at 10 a.m. on all five TVs with sound.
Good. Nice. It's helpful that it has sound. And a bar, actually, bars are typically a terrible place to watch anything on television because you can't hear. So additionally, if you think you know what the president's going to tweet during the Comey hearing, your lucky day is here because you can actually bet on it. There's people that are taking betting odds already. Right now, the most likely words that people expect the real Donald Trump and the at POTUS Twitter accounts to put out are words listed at, like, Comey, fake, dishonest, and believe me.
It's bigly.
Big. Believe me. Yeah.
China.
No evidence that hand motions will be considered in the betting scheme, but Comey, fake, dishonest, and believe me are the top words right now that Trump will tweet. Each word has an over and under option for how many times the word will come up, with corresponding odds established for each wager. This is according to the Daily Caller's write-up of this. The odds are listed in typical American-style lines, which show how much you stand to win if you place a $100 bet. So there you go. So Comey, if you bet that Trump tweets Comey under two times, Your odds are -155. Let me see here.
I'm not quite sure how the betting odds work. I think, though, that this could be made into a fun bingo game to watch while to play while watching the testimony. You know, you love to play the bingo when they during the debates. They always had the bingo, and if somebody said a certain phrase or word, you put your marker on that. Or you could also play the drinking game.
Yeah.
That every time they take a shot of Russian vodka, every time Trump tweets out whatever. Not at 9:30 in the morning, though. I think that would make for a rough afternoon.
I can appreciate that anybody would set aside the day for civic engagement. I love that. James Comey certainly could be interesting, but he has a fascinating way of appearing to be interesting, but not saying all that much. I mean, we've seen him testify a lot now, and we're going to see him come this Thursday. And my sense is that he's not going to add a lot new to the table. Democrats, I think, are going to be woefully sorely disappointed by James Comey's testimony, because it's probably not going to sound like President Trump is evil.
That's exactly what I was just going to ask you. Do you think that the people watching this, because I think the people who are super excited about this are Democrats. They're super excited because they think that he's just going to throw Trump under the bus and we can finally impeach him. And that's what they think is going to happen.
I mean, the obvious problems exist. The timeline in his story. He wrote a memo that Trump pressured him, supposedly, by saying, "I hope you can see your way clear," on Mike Flynn. The day after, Trump had already fired Mike Flynn. And then you have James Comey later testify that he never felt political pressure to drop an investigation. All of those things add up to saying, if you change your testimony, if you come forward and say, "Hey, I felt pressure. I got rid of this guy because I felt like I was supposed to drop this investigation." Then do we start talking about perjury for James Comey? I just don't see that happening by the end of this week. My expectation is he's going to stay relatively consistent. But we'll see.
We may see a lot of drunks wandering around D.C. crying into their beers.
He's always surprised us. You know who also surprises us often? It's El Rushbo here on WMAL.
A new Harvard-Harris poll shows that President Trump has overwhelming public support for cracking down on so-called sanctuary cities. According to The Hill, 80% of voters say local law enforcement should have to comply with the law. They think cops should inform federal agents about the illegal immigrants they encounter as required. Now, right now, hundreds of cities run by Democrats are openly flouting the law. They are refusing to cooperate with the feds, and it could end up costing them. Reuters says that the top 10 sanctuary cities collect over $2 billion in federal money. President Trump has ordered Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly to hold back those funds if they don't cooperate. Now, not long ago, political consultants all warned Republicans cracking down on illegal immigration was bad, bad, bad politics. It would be the end of the Republican Party, don't you know? Many timid Republicans believed them and gave Trump no chance of winning the election as he campaigned on getting tough. Well, we know how that turned out. Now, the politics of enforcing our immigration law can be put to another test. I have a challenge for you Democrats. If you think supporting sanctuary cities and illegal immigration is such a big winner, why don't you run on it in the midterm elections? Go ahead, look the American voter straight in the eye and tell them they are wrong. Tell them you believe in sanctuary cities and illegal immigration, and let's see where that gets you.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Imagine that I only gave you part of a news story. Be pretty hard to follow, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when you rely on your credit card and bank statements to protect your identity. I mean, sure, your bank can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can get more comprehensive identity protection than you can get anywhere else. Join now. Get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call them. 800-440-4833. Use the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com/Rush and save 10%.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we're getting warmed up here. Interstate 95 northbound out of Dale City to Lorton, and that's due to the crash of the tractor-trailer involved here. It looks like they tried to get everything over to the right shoulder. May have that right lane crowded, but we're a little bit stop and go, again, as you push over the Occoquan and now toward Lorton. Also have those delays through Stafford and Aquia. No problems right now. Report around the Capitol Beltway. Volume out of Frederick through Urbana, pushing down toward 109. And something to keep in mind, too, that Allentown Road will have one lane getting by in each direction between Branch Avenue and Off-Road. They're doing road repairs there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I go with unsettled. It's really not going to be a bunch of rainfall as we head on through the next couple of days. But as long as this upper level low spins to our north, a cloud sun mix and a slight chance of showers today. 78. Tonight, more showers. Tomorrow, showers. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. It's 5:56.
L-O-L.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
If you have to sit in traffic, wouldn't you rather sit in traffic in a Corvette? With the Virginia Lottery's new Corvette and Cash Scratcher, you could. It's a chance to win a brand new Corvette Stingray plus $100,000. Look for the Corvette and Cash Scratcher at your local lottery retailer. See VALottery.com for odds.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and as you know, I've hit my weight loss goal. Yeah, my Empowered Weight. I couldn't have done it without EMP. They provided me with the ingredients for total body health with the right food and the right behaviors. It's really not just a number on the scale. They helped me quit the junk. I feel and, well, I think I look pretty good. EMP 180 and I have an offer to get you moving. We're giving the listeners of WMAL and my show an incentive. This is just for you now. For every 10 weeks you're on the program, we're going to give you a free week. 10 weeks, a free week. 20 weeks, two free weeks. 30 weeks, I think you get the picture. It's a lose the weight and win situation. And like me, once you hit your Empowered Weight, you receive free weigh-ins and consultations for life, forever. If I fall off, which I don't plan on, they have my back. If you have weight to lose, just go to EMP 180. They'll help you get there and stay there. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
When you claim your Social Security benefits, you'll quickly see that it's complicated, confusing, and potentially riddled with trap doors. If you make one simple mistake here, it could easily cost you thousands of dollars every single year. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from your local Wealth from Wisdom radio show partner right here in D.C. This analysis makes claiming your benefits simple and easy. It could help you maximize your benefits and reduce your taxes. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to schedule your complimentary analysis now at 202-759-2323. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mouth dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, do you check your kids' social media, and do your kids really understand that it never goes away? It could come back to bite them, and we'll tell you how.